Pán Bôh je vo jeho kvince po. Amen. I've asked this question before, especially when it comes to this gospel reading, and the question is, what does a judge, a doctor, and a teacher have in common? What have these three occupations have in common? And the answer is they all have authority. They all have authority. The judge has the authority to put you in jail. The doctor has the authority to write a prescription for an ailment or a disease. And a teacher has the authority to give you a good grade, a bad grade, or to give out homework. These three occupations all have a certain position and a certain amount of authority. In today's gospel reading, the Pharisees come to Christ and they ask Christ, who gave you the authority to do these things? And they're really talking about not so much the preaching and the teaching, but earlier in the gospel, if we read, he comes into the temple and he flips over the tables and drives out the money exchangers. And so they are asking, who gave you that authority to do that? And as a rabbi and as a Jew, he answers with a question. He doesn't give them a straight answer. He gives them a question. He says, who do you think gave the authority to John the Baptist? And actually they're nervous and they don't answer and they don't give him an answer. And so he too does not give them the answer they want to hear. The word in English, authority, as in Armenian, the word in Armenian, herinagutyun, is another word we use for authority, both mean the same thing. They both come from the old words that mean author, someone who writes something. And somebody who has authority, in reality, has the ability and the right to write your life. We give people and individuals authority to determine what we are doing, where we are going, and how we are going to live. Some people we give more authority to, some people less. But the word authority literally means one who authors your life, someone who determines the path and the course you are going to take. There's a story of a captain on a ship, and he sees in the distance a light on a very dark and on a very foggy night. But he sees a light in the distance, and he decides he's going to send a message to this light. And in his ship, he writes a message to it, probably with Morse code, and he writes and he says, change your course 10 degrees north. And he gets an answer a couple of seconds later, and it says, you change your course 10 degrees south. Now the captain gets a little upset by this, and he writes again. He says, I'm a captain of this ship. Change your course. A couple of seconds later, he gets an answer back. I'm a sailor. You change your course. Now he's getting even more upset and angry. And he says, I'm going to scare him. I'm going to say, I am in a battleship. You change your course. I have all the authority on these seas to tell you to change your course. Change it. And he gets an answer back. And he says, I have all the authority on these seas. I am a lighthouse. Change your course. We see in this very short exchange between these two that the Nabate captain thought that he has all this authority, that he has the right and the authority to tell the other one to change his course. But in reality, he has no authority because the lighthouse is the one guiding him and telling him what to do, and he cannot change his course because he's stuck. But the battleship can. The question naturally arises, who or what has authority in our lives today? Who or what has authority in our lives today? The answer should be God. It should be God. He should have the authority. He should be the one that's leading us through this life. But in reality, if we think about it, there are so many other things in this world that dictate and tell us what to do. And it could be our family, friends, co-workers, money, work, school, TV, food, clothing, phones, internet, social media, and that can include Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all the other applications, our health, alcohol, drugs, the news, politics, pornography, and other things. There are many things in this world that dictate and tell us what to do. And the question then naturally arises, do we allow them to influence us and our decisions and our way and path? Or do we follow what Christ says? Do we listen to God's will? Do we listen to him and allow him to show us the way? God is like the lighthouse, immovable and constant. And he's giving us a light, telling us how to avoid the pitfalls and the rocks in this world. The question then becomes, do we change our course? Or do we tell him, no, you change. You tell me what I want to hear. I'm the one in charge of my life, not you. But when we say that to him, we actually are saying that we are allowing everything else in this world to control us. And I see it many, many times, and I also fall prey to this, where I allow all these other things to tell me and decide for me where I am going and how I'm going to live my life. So in the next couple of weeks, we have 3 weeks left until Armenia Fest. There will be lots of questions concerning authority. Who's in charge of what? You all woke up for that one. Who's in charge of what? Who is going to tell me what to do and what not to do? Who has the final say in all these areas? And my concern and my question and more my prayer is that we humbly submit to one another, whether we be in charge and do have the authority or we don't, and we think we do. That in reality, the true authority is God. And he's the one that's going to be guiding not only Armenia Fest, but all of our lives. And that everything we do for Armenia Fest and for our lives is for his glory, not for our own. Because he is glorified through our actions, and he is glorified by our obedience and willingness to follow his will. And when we do that, then truly we can be called Christians. Amen.